Ruth manifested. There's all chesed is not the same chesed. There is chesed and then there's extraordinary chesed. Okay. Ruth is about to do something that nobody expected. Ruth is going to let her bucket down in the well and bring up a drink of water from way down deep in that well. Okay. That nobody expected. Naomi did not expect her daughters-in-law to go with her into the land of Israel. She did not expect it. But Ruth did that which was unexpected. Hallelujah. Ruth said, my chesed is deeper than that. I'm going deeper, I'm going further. And if you want extraordinary blessing in your life, you need extraordinary chesed. You see, it's a responsibility that flows both ways. If there are several places in the Psalms where it says to the merciful or to the person of chesed, he shows himself to be a person of chesed. So if you want chesed from God, you need to be a person of chesed yourself. Which means that you need to treat the brothers and the sisters in the Lord with chesed. You need to do chesed in all of your personal relationships. If you want the Lord to deal with you with chesed, it's just like Naomi said, Jehovah give you chesed like you, Jehovah repay you chesed as you have done to me. Now Ruth wants some extraordinary. She wants something extraordinary from God, so she's going to put up something extraordinary. Sowing and reaping, brother. That's what it is. It's sowing and reaping. If you sow bountifully, you're going to reap bountifully. If you really want a deep blessing in your life, then you need to lay the foundation for it, which is to do chesed. God is a God of chesed, and He looks for people to bless people who do likewise. Chesed begets chesed. Faithfulness begets faithfulness. All right, we're going to see now how that when Ruth does what she does, she changes the course of human history. Changes the course of human history. She's about to make a decision. She's about to launch out into the deep. Jesus. And she's going to influence, she's going to just change the course of human history. Amen. One decision she's going to make is going to change the course of history. And we can change the course of history with one choice that we make. When we made the choice to accept Christ as our Savior, we changed the course of history. We changed human history when we got saved. And when we do chesed and we treat brothers and sisters and you know, chesed flows to God too. A lot of these things we do to our brothers and sisters because Jesus is our bridegroom. We do it for Jesus. Yes. We do it for Him.
Yes, we do.
And it may be hard to love the brethren, but you love the brethren for Jesus' sake.
Yes.
You love for Jesus' sake.
Makes the scripture do everything heartily unto the Lord. A lot more important.
That is exactly right. That is the primary reason that we show chesed, because God is a God of chesed and He expects that from us as well. Okay.
Especially
to the household of faith. We're all siblings here. We're all brothers and sisters. We all owe one another to love one another.
Yes.
We owe one another a duty of loyalty and respect at all times.
Marriage, you've got more of it.
That's right, exactly.
Why is there any fight it out, if I think.
That's true. Let me read one more. Let me read one more. Let's see, verse 9. Jehovah grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of your husband. Then she kissed them, and they lifted up their voice and wept. They said, and they said unto her, surely we will return with you unto your people. But Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husbands? So I'm going to stop right there, because Naomi did not really expect them to go back with her. But so Orpah just did what, you know, most people would do. Okay. She did what most folks would do. Ruth did what most folks would not do.
Right.
And that's why she was blessed.
Ruth wanted also her God, Naomi's God.
She, yes, she did. That's right.
She wasn't going to be able to have Naomi's God.
That's true.
There in Moab.
Not in Moab. That's
not
right.
Not in Moab.
That's
she
right.
Said, I'm going to have to leave. I'm going to have to go with you.
That is right.
Because I don't care what, I don't care where you...
That's right.
Your people will be my people. I want
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
She was after the God.
That is true.
Now, the
that's
other
true.
Daughter-in-law, she was after the well-being of me.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
The other daughter-in-law, she was after the whole thing. She was after
Amen.
They owe me
that's
God.
True.
She said,
Amen.
I want your God.
Yeah.
I can't have it here in Moab.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
So I can let me out of here.
That's a good point. That is absolutely right. That is exactly right. So
she God, she wanted a little bit more than Oprah wanted. And
that's right.
I'm glad you brought out that point. We do hammer down on her so badly that she wasn't, you know, but she did what she's supposed to have done as a wife.
Sure, she did.
And even Naomi, she
yep.
She wanted to. She
yep.
Didn't want to depart from Naomi, but she didn't want her God.
No. No, she was not going to go. She was not willing to go that far.
All the way. She didn't
that's
go
right.
To God. She
that's right.
Naomi. She
that's
wanted,
true.
You know, the welfare of Naomi. They
that's
both
true.
Love Naomi.
That's true. They did.
But Ruth wanted Naomi's God.
That's a really good point. It's a really good point. That is a very good point.
That's the reason she just went all the way.
That is absolutely right.
I don't care what, you know, and Naomi tried to discourage
yep.
me. I don't have nothing.
Yep.
I can't promise you
yep.
nothing.
Yep, that's right.
She said, just give me your God. That's all I want is your
that's
God.
That's true. That's true. That's good, Sister Mary.
Well, what you got here is you got Orpah. She's using common sense.
You're right.
I mean Ruth talked
yeah.
to her. He said, now look, do I have any more
Naomi
sons in my
yeah.
Naomi said, do I have any more sons in my womb? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, by the time they get grown, you know, just use common sense, Orpah. Y'all
yeah.
go back.
That's
know?
Right. That's right.
But Ruth used uncommon sense.
That's right. That's good, bro.
That's what God calls
that is good.
He said, use uncommon sense.
That's good. That is absolutely right. Absolutely right. Do you have a comment?
Kind of like the flesh and the spirit.
Yeah.
That's it. That
yes.
Good.
Fleshly versus spiritual. That's absolutely right.
Monty, there's a scripture in Micah, that 6 and 8, where it says to love mercy.
Yeah, that's
that
chesed. Oh, yeah. That's it. But to love chesed. To do justly, to love chesed, and to walk humbly with your God. That's what the Lord requires.
Amen.
To love chesed. To love loyalty. Faithfulness. To love those qualities. To nurture those qualities in yourself.
So actually love became for all of it.
Yeah.
Yes. Love, mercy,
yeah.
faith, kind of it all fits together.
It does.
Love is what's
that's true. That's right.
But you know, bro, Mark, he tells us to do it that way, and then he supplies us with.
Yeah.
There's where grace comes in,
yeah,
because that's
love.
Right. He gives you the grace.
The Holy Spirit said that love has been shed abroad
yep.
in your heart.
Yep, yep, yep.
Now,
that's true.
What you're gonna do with it is your decision.
Yep,
yes.
That is
but
true.
It's been shed abroad in your heart.
Here's the deal that the Ruth kind of chesed really needs to come from God. You really need the grace of God for the Ruth kind of chesed.
There you go.
But so there, it's almost like a contradiction in terms. But you need the grace of God to do what Ruth did. But to do what Ruth did brings the grace of God upon you. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, it's not a work out of us.
That's right.
Ought to work out of us.
Man, a beautiful lesson. You know, it is. This is doing the heart of God.
It is.
And that's what's so wonderful about it.
That's right.
You know, I believe in, you know, in all my decisions, I endeavor to go biblical. If there's ever a controversy, I'm gonna go biblical, and that's what Ruth did.
Yes.
And that will take you far in life. Without doing the things that Jesus said do, the Beatitudes, the way to be.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to focus this time on Ruth, the way she, what people saw in her.
Good, that's good.
Her life was a visual. You know, people we grow by hearing the word. That's where our faith comes from. But a visual helps people grow faster, and it helps them to receive the faith that they hear. And she lived a visual in verse 19 in chapter 1. Verse 18, when Naomi saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left speaking unto her, because she just gave up. Now her mindset was, people do what they're used to. She was not used to this. She met a faith that she never met before in Ruth. Verse 19. So they two went until they came to Bethlehem. And it came to pass when they were come to Bethlehem that all the city was moved about them. And they said, "Is this Naomi?" And she said unto them, "Call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me." And that's how she felt, and that's what she said, but she was wrong. verse 21, that's what she said. I went out full and came, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. And she couldn't
read that again. Read that again.
Yeah, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty.
That's wrong.
Yes, very wrong.
Because it's going to really, she's looking at the natural.
She's looking at you, and she's telling the truth in the natural.
That's right.
Because, see, she didn't have the word of God like we have now. I mean, people, we have no excuse. We have 66 books that we can live with.
Amen.
She didn't have all that to look at.
She didn't have the Holy Spirit, the main teacher of all in her.
But she had Ruth. Ruth was standing right there with
her. That is true, brother. That's absolutely right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh my.
She wasn't empty. She had Ruth.
That's right.
Oh my. That's what I'm saying. She couldn't see that right then.
She couldn't. No.
She couldn't see the Redeemer right then.
No, she couldn't.
She couldn't see the Redeemer right then. But she went out with a husband, two sons, but she left the house of bread and went down into Moab. She had a husband, she had two sons, and when she come back, all she got is a daughter-in-law. That's all she had, is a daughter-in-law.
Let's look at it this way.
We walk by sight. She was walking by sight at that moment, where she could see.
That's right.
When a person gets called to the ministry and the Lord anoints them, now they got something that they can't see.
Yeah.
When you have an anointing, you got something great, but you just can't see it. And the anointing does small, it makes small changes that turn out great. But over time, you'll see it.
You know, it was what you was talking about this, Stephen talked this morning.
Yeah.
Your focus. Her focus was all on her. Mm-hmm. Call me bitter. Call me mean. Her whole focus
Was
on She wasn't focused on God has allowed me to return to, and I got a daughter, you know, she would just focus on how she felt.
Right.
She was feeling sorry for herself.
Yeah.
There you go, that's it.
She was feeling sorry for herself.
She didn't want to be called Naomi, my God is king, and that's what it means, my God is king.
Pleasant. Elimelech is my God is king.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Naomi is pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, she didn't feel pleasant.
No.
She felt bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bitter.
She said, I went out full, and the Lord had brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, seeing the Lord hath testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? Now, God didn't have anything. We know now that God had nothing to do with her, with the problems.
But she didn't have all the books to read. She didn't have all. Mm-mm.
And what Brother Martin always says about the narrator and the person.
That's
speaking.
Right.
That really helps me.
She did not write the book of Ruth. Right. She is a speaker, not the author.
Yeah.
So everything she says, we don't need to take that, you know, because she's. She's just talking, okay?
Now
she's talking out of her feet.
Right,
but I've heard a lot.
It's not the author. The sacred author is not saying this.
That's right.
That's right.
I heard a lot of preachers take statements like that and run with it.
Yes.
And they have people thinking.
Yeah,
they
right.
have people thinking that God is
be careful.
Is working mischief in their life.
Yep.
He's not.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yes.
You know,
yes,
Dustin,
yes.
We need to focus on what we have.
Yeah.
Instead
yes.
of what we. If we lose something, if we lose everything, and we haven't lost Jesus.
That's right.
We need to focus on what we have. We have everything.
Amen.
Yeah. We have a lot of Ruths in our life. We have cassette.
Yes.
We have him. He's with us.
He is.
Now, think about it for a minute. Here comes Naomi. Here comes Ruth. And her life is a visual because of the character she chose to walk in and her faith. It set her apart. In verse 20 said, and Naomi returned, and Ruth the Moabitess, her daughter-in-law, with her, which returned out of the country of Moab. And they came to Bethlehem in the beginning of barley harvest. And people started noticing her because of her character. Her life was a visual. And sometimes you can see that you can see a display of God's word in the way in the character of people who love it. Now, I remember when the Lord first called me to the ministry, I spoke more timidly before people. Until I was, I went to my first wife. She was a nurse, and she had to go get continuing education credits. And all the governors was in a room a little bit bigger than this one. Everybody running for governor, Guy Hunt and Fob James. And you know, it was about six of them running. And when Fob James spoke, I saw something. He spoke with more enthusiasm. He had what he said made a lot more sense, and he believed in what he was saying. And he was naturally comfortable speaking before people. And that visual helped me to speak with the same courage. You know, it. When you see a visual, it helps.
Yes.
And then he was a good governor, you know. But there are things that people saw they saw a character in Ruth. And they started in the next week we'll look at chapter 2, they started talking about her.
They did.
Because she was so commendable. She had cassette.
Chapter 2 is a big chapter in the
prayer. Yeah. Ruth was just totally different.
Mm-hmm.
She had left her foreign country, coming into a place where ordinary she wouldn't have been accepted.
That's true.
Now,
that took boldness just to step out of her culture and everything.
The moment we got saved, we do the same thing she did. We're in a country where we're not accepted and we make change. Because of cassette.
Yes,
we have a living relationship with the Lord.
That's very true, absolutely.
We live a life that nobody, we are the light of the world, salt of the earth, a life nobody can deny.
Amen.
Gets awesome. Okay.
Lord,
I thank you for cassette. I thank you that you're with us. I thank you that you're always with us. Help us to do all this in your heart, living all of your word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory.